Welcome to show number 516 of the Just Vocabulary Podcast. I'm your host, Yun. If you're new to this show introduces two GRE words per episode. We'll also have online study tools like quizzes, flashcards for on your iPod and cell phone, and much more. But now let's get started with our first word.
Vivid.
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 Mark has no memory of most of his childhood, but Lisa still has vivid memories of her childhood. Lisa recounted the events of her childhood with vivid detail.
Vivid.
But Mark has a vivid imagination that will serve him well in the creative field.
Vivid.
The colors of Joanne's dress were quite vivid against her pale skin.
Vivid.
Vivid is spelled V-I-V-I-D.
Vivid.
What does it mean? Something that's vivid can be bright or intense in color. Vivid comes from the Latin word vividus, which means spirited, animated, and lively. Anything described as vivid is easy to see. So a dress with vivid colors are, you know, they're lively. They're colorful, they're bright. They're definitely not weak or faded away.
Vivid.
You can also remember something vividly. A vivid memory is very clear and it's powerful, giving you lots of details. My memories of that evening were still vivid. That means I still have a clear image of that evening in my mind. So vivid is a more general term suggesting something that is felt, seen, heard, or apprehended with a sense of intense reality. Okay, some synonyms. Bright, intense, colorful, or spirited, and two antonyms, dull or weak. Great, let's move on to our next word.
Inane.
Inane. Joanne loves to watch those inane reality shows every night.
Inane.
Mark loves to pull inane pranks on his friends.
Inane.
Frank's inane ideas had nothing to do with the meeting, and he wasted everyone's time with his foolishness.
Inane.
The adjective inane is spelled I-N-A-N-E.
Inane.
What does it mean? Something that's inane is not important or relevant. It's silly or stupid. Inane is derived from the Latin inanis, which means empty or worthless. Now, inane describes things that are empty of substance or importance. The word inane is synonymous, almost, with the words asinine and insipid. Asinine is more harsh and refers to someone lacking intelligence. It's just a very smart way of calling someone or something stupid. Insipid, it's a word we already introduced in this show before. It's flavorless. You can use insipid to comment on something that's dull, boring, or silly. And inane should be used to describe something lacking substance. Here's a good example sentence. Well, Frank always loves to talk about politics. At the party, he somehow got trapped in an inane conversation about the weather.
Inane.
Okay, and that's it for this episode. I would also like to remind you that we have a new product, which is called the Just Vocabulary Power Hour. The Just Vocabulary Power Hour has no intros and no outros. It only has the educational content. We're selling these Just Vocabulary Power Hours for only $2.50. So that's 1 hour for just $2.50. And you support the show. Okay, last but not least, the winner of today's $5 is Mohsen from the American University in Cairo. Congratulations.